Let's just start the bottom line and if you dalad them and aleph to get into the sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda hoche b'neir shal matches askina. That's what the Mishnah says. That Rabbi Kiva was moisif mimeim shal kahanim lo nimdo melahadlik es hashemen shenipsal betvuyoim b'neir shenitma betamei meis. So they made from a shlishi, they made a sheni. So the Gemara had asked, so that's what is this, how is Rabbi Kiva Moisev and Rabbi Hanina? Rabbi Hanina also says that they made from a shlishi yasheni. They had basar shenitma bevlad vlad atume, and they burnt it with a rishin. So what is Rabbi Kiva Moisev and Rabbi Hanina? So Omar Rabbi Yehuda hoche b'ner shal matches askina. Rachmona Omar bachlal cherev areyu kecholo. But the Torah says that a kli matris that touches a mace has the same darga of tumah like a mace. If a kli matris will touch a tummy mace, so it has the same darga of tumah like a tummy mace. V'havelei av ha-tumah. And it is an av ha-tumah. U'kesobar, and Rabbi Kiva is machadish, shlishi mutar la'asoy soy rishem. So the shemen, which was nipsal betvul yoim, was touched the nair that was an avatum, so the shemen ashlishi became a rishen. So this is the hisofa over Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said you could make from ashlishi a sheni. And he said you could make it a rishen. We really have to understand what the tremendous chiddush is. So what is the chiddush? If you can make ashlishi a sheni, so what is the bigger chiddush that you could make it a rishen? Perhaps the Dvar Shmuel Muchetzich lies by a Tzorchian. What is the Chiddush? Perhaps the Chiddush is that Kozman, it is a Sheini, it can't be Metam Echulin. So all these Tumas, Sheini Letumah, Shlishi Letumah, Revi Letumah, these are only, Shlishi Letumah and Revi Letumah is Tumas only by certain Macholim. The Chaymer of Trume, the Chaymer of Kodesh, but a Poshet Machel, it is not Bekoyach to be a Metame. So that what you're making it a Metame of Chulin, so this is a greater Kilkul. Now this is, it's Metame everything, it's Metame all Macholim. Could be that is the Chiddush, and perhaps we'll see in Rashi later that could be this is the Chiddush. Umay Duchke de Rav Yehuda. So now the Gemara asks a question. Umay duch keid Rav Yehuda look me b'ner shal matches. Why did Rav Yehuda have to say that Rabbi Kiva is speaking about a ner shal matches, nuk me b'ner shal cheres? Let's say it's speaking about a ner shal cheres. A ner shal cheres will become a rishin l'tum. And you're making from a shlishi a sheni. Umay hoisif, what was Rabbi Kiva moisif? Over Rab Chanina, di luhosom tomei v'tomei, bi luhoche posel v'tomei. There's a tremendous difference between a shlishi of kodesh and a shlishi of trume. A shlishi of kodesh is a metame. It can be metame kodesh. A shlishi of trume is not a metame. That means this is the last madrege of Trume. Trume goes to La Shlishi. It can't be Metame Trume anymore. So Memele, so this is not considered, this doesn't have a Shem Tome. The Shem Tome is used when it's Bekoyach Letamois. This is Posel. It was Nifsal from the Tume that was Negeye. The Negi, that what the Sheini touched, that what the Tvu Yoim touched the Trume, so it's Posel, but it's not Tome. Tome is if it's Bekoyach Letamach. So Memele, it's Amoyre de Kechidish. He said, you have something that is Tomei already, and you can make it more Tomei. No, that's not such a big Kiddush. He said, and Rabbi Kiva said, you have something that's only Posel, it's not Ametame, and you're making from a Dova Posel Ametame. Omar Rove, so Rove says, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say this other Kiddush, that he's making it a Rishon? I feel he's making it a Sheini, he also have a Kiddush, because I'm making from a double Posel Atome. Omar Rove, Masnisen Kashise. Rav Yehuda had a problem. The Loshon HaMishnah was Shvel. Mai Irye Detoni Ner Shenitma Betomei Meis. Why did the Mishnah express which Avatume it touched? Nisni Shenitma B'Sheretz. Why did it say a Tomei Meis? Let it say a Sheretz. Or the Marsha says, let it say it was Nitma B'Avatume. A Ner touched an Avatume. Why do you have to go into particulars to touch this Avatume? Touch a Tomei Meis. It touched an Avatume. So since it specified that it touched a Tomei Meis, so vice this is a Bezundere Chiddush in this. Ale Eizehu Dovo Shechaluke Tumosoi Bein Tumas Meis L'Sheretz. Which Keli? Is there a difference if it touches a Tumas Meis or if it touches a Sheretz? Ava Oimer Zeh Matches. So Memele, so if the Tana specified that this Ner touched a Tomei Meis, so Mestoma, this is a Ner that has different halachas when it touches a Tomei Meis. So Kolchach, it's a Ner Shal Matches. And this is also part of the Chiddush, that you are making from a Shlishi, you're making it a Rishon that's Bekoyach L'Tamei Chula. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Nukme B'Ner Shal Cheres. Why did you say it's speaking about a Ner Shal Matres? Nukme B'Ner Shal Cheres. The Ein Elo Rishon. It's only a Rishon L'Tumme. Kinei Geya B'Tomei Meis. Just like a person who touches a Tomei Meis is also a Rishon L'Tumme. Ashmina Rabbi Kiva, the Shlishi Mutter Lasois Hashemi. The Chiddush is you can make from a Shlishi Hashem. Ude Kashe Lecho, you have a Kashe, my Hoysef Ad Rabbi Chanine. What was Rabbi Kiva, Moisef and Rabbi Chanine? Hoysef Tuve. It was Moisef a lot. The Ilu Hosom Gabi Boso Kochim, Kisorev Shlishi Bahad Rishoin. When you take a Shlishi and you burn it together with a Rishin Vaso Shani. So what did you do? Tomei hoya mitchila l'tamei acherim. Before you were mitamei, it also was tamei. Was bekoyach l'tamei acherim. Shashlishi oise revi bekoydish. Va'achshav kshuhu sheini. And now that you made from the shlishi asheini, it's havi tamei. So it's weiter a tamei. Before it was bekoyach to be mitamei certain macholim, now it's also tomei to be metamis certain macholim. Kloim eloi nishtani shmoi lekilkul yoisem iberishayne. Ve'ilu gabi edusay shal Rabbi Kiva, gabi trumekoi. Rabbi Kiva is speaking about shemen shal trume. Now Rashi is going to prove this. How do you know he's speaking about shemen shal trume? Maybe he's speaking about shemen shal kodesh. And maybe the shemen shal kodesh is also tomei. Now, what the Havamin of Rashi is, I don't know, because it would be speaking about Shemen Shal Kodesh. So why does it say Shenifsal Mitvul Yoim? It should have said Shenitma Mitvul Yoim. But Rashi wants to prove it in a different way. Ve'ilu Gabi Yedushay Shal Rabbi Kiva, Gabi Trumikoi. Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Trumik. De'ilu Shemen Kodesh, Einei Elo Shal Menoches. Where do you have Shemen by Kodesh? The only place you have Shemen by Kodeshim, that's by Menoches. V'nechalu, you're not madlik it, you don't kindle it, you eat it. V'einai roi lahadlik ner, you're not allowed to use it for kindling purposes. V'im nitma kaidem shenosnoi b'mincha mishekidesh b'kli, and if it became tomei, after it got a kedushas aguf, if it became nitma before it had a kedushas aguf, you could be paid it. And if it became nitma after it got a kedushas aguf, ain't lo hefta lekahanim. You're not madlik it. V'nisra bekoidish bebeis hadeshen kishapsu lekotshe kadosh. So memele, it can't be speaking about. You don't have shemen kodesh that's roi lahadlik. Avol shemen trumish and nitma kehanim madlikim boy. The Kahanim are permitted to derive benefit from it, to use it, let's say, as fuel. Tichsiv, how do we know that Shemen, Trumet, Tmeyo, Kahanim Adlikim, by Tichsiv, Nasati Lecho as Mishmeres Trumoisai, Vishtei Trumoisai Kosov Medaba. Nasati Lecho Trumoisai. There are two Trumes which were given to the Kahanim. Achas Trumet Tahira, Va'achas Trumet Tmeyo. ואומר רחמונה שלוך תהי להסיק את תחס תפשילך ביבומס בפרק הולו. And תרומת מאיה is also נוסעתי לוך. הגבור חטאיסבס in יבומס says, if not to say פשט in the פוסק, נוסעתי לך תרומוי סי. The lecho, that what you can derive benefit, is going on both trumas. As mishmeres, the din mishmeres is only going on one truma, Taisu says. The mishmeres is going on truma tahira, on truma tamei, there's no din mishmeres. There's no din to watch it, it shouldn't get tomei, it's tomei already. But the lecho is going on both trumas. Salkoponim, so we learn from this pasuk that truma tmeya is mutar lekarnim. So if it says they were madlik shemen, so it has to be thinking about truma tmeya. V'shemen shlishi shel truma einay tomei letamei acherim. This is not tomei letamei acherim, el apostle. The ein shlishi oise revi betruma. Because a shlishi cannot make a revi betruma. So memele in truma, this is possible. So even Kan Shoyel Aben, good, a Shlishi can't make a Revi in Trumet, but a Shlishi can make a Revi in Kodesh. So why is this called Posel? So Rashi Weiss Tachois, that you look in its mean, in its frequency. Al Kaponim, in the Trumet Mishpoche, this is not a Metami anymore. That's sufficient to give it a shame Posel. In Trumet it's Posel. So now, you're making from a dovo that is posel in Hilchis Trume, you're making it tome, you're making that a metame in Inyone Trume. So that alone is also a revuse. Yeah. It could be, Rashi and the Mishnah said, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Rashi said, why are you permitted to do it? So Rashi says, the hoyil v'yesh tume olav loichashine le'imuta lohisev v'yadayim. Rashi says, since there is tume on it, so it doesn't matter if you make it more tome. That's what Rashi says. L'chayre, the way we're saying now, it's posel, it's not tome. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. But it could be, we just mentioned before, be'emesin, it's tome also. L'gabi kodesh, it's tome. L'gabi trume, it has a shame psul. But l'gabi kodesh, it is tome. And that is the chiddush of the heter. Could be the chiddush of the heter is, according to Rashi, hoyil v'yesh tume olav, even though l'gabi inyone trume, it has a shame psul. But hoyil v'yesh tume, so there is a chiddush in trume I'm making from a psul to a tome. In trume, before inyone trume was a psul, and now it wasn't a metame, now it's a metame. But could be the lomdus of the heter is the way Rashi said in the Mishnah, hoyil v'yesh tuma olav. That l'maisa, because it is a metame, it is a metame l'gabi kodesh. So al kochach yesh tuma olav. If yesh tuma olav, therefore I can make it more tame. Al koponim the gemara esta kashe and Rav Yehuda, why do you have to say that the chiddush is that he's making from a shlishi a rishain? Could be the chiddush is that he's making from posel tome. So the Gemara answers, Masnisen kashisei, l'Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda had a kasha on the Mishnah. My irye de tonei tome meis. Why did the Mishnah say tome meis? Ibe ner shel cheres koi. If it is speaking about a ner shel cheres, Uberishen askin, and we're speaking about that the ner became a rishen. Lomo li de nokat shekibel tumezu mei ova tumish omeis. Why does the Mishnah have to elaborate that they became a rishen from a tome meis? Listen, shenit mostam. Let it say that a ner became tome. Ba'anan kaim alon, the ein keili mikabel tume, ele miyova tume. Why did the Mishnah, Sarashi says, why did the Mishnah have to elaborate at all how it became tume? Let us say that he was madlikit in a ner that became tume. And we're bekiyim in Shas, we know that a keili can only be mikabel tume from an avatume. Umali avatume de meis, mali avatume de sheretz. The Marshoi asks Akashi, he says he doesn't understand Rashi too well. If the Mishnah would say, Ner Shenitmo, We're going to have later midarabonon a mashke, which is a rishin, could be metame a keli and make it a sheni also midarabonon. So if the Mishnah would say ner shenitma, so I wouldn't know that it's speaking about as Rashi hoichoche. Rashi says it has to be speaking about an ovatume. Denkli mekabel tume moyovatume. It's not true. Midarabonon a keli is mekabel tume from a rishin letume. It becomes a sheni letume. So therefore the Marsha says Rashi should have said differently. Not it shouldn't have said ner shenitmo. Ner shenitmo, I wouldn't know anything. Should have said ner shenitmo me avatume. And why did it have to elaborate which avatume is mekabel tume? The mali avatume de sheretz. Mali avatume de meis, mali avatume de sheretz. Elami de nokat meis, since the Mishnah elaborated and said that this ner touched a meis, Shmamino bener shel matres askinim. The yeshchilik boy beinegias ovatume de meis. There's a difference. If a ner shel matres touches an ovatume of meis, then it becomes an ov. Lo ovatume daume, then it becomes a rishim. Vashmeino. The bener shu atzmoy ovatume komar. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Or that's also included in the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. That they were madlik the shemen in a ner that was an ovatume, and the shemen became a rishi. Let us see Taisvis. Be'ilu hoche posel v'tome. So Taisvis, the ha'ore that we had mentioned in Rashi, that l'choire, why is a shlishi of trume called posel, since it could be metame kodesh, so Rashi answers it. Rashi says, because in Trume, it doesn't go further. The ain't the El Apostle, then Shlisha is a Revi Betrume. Rashi by Stoys, a Shlisha will make a Revi Bekadish, but in Trume, it doesn't make a Shlisha. So Memele, so it's called, in Trume, it has a shame psul. Taisvis does not like this Cheshbet. Faktach Taisvis, Afal Gav de Shlisha shall Trume metamei HaKadish. Kamoi Shlisha de Kadish. Shlisha of Trume. It makes a revi'i b'kodesh. So just like the shlishi of the reisha is speaking about, why is it called tomei? Because it makes a revi'i b'kodesh. Is the shlishi of trum also makes a revi'i b'kodesh? So why is one called posel, one is called tomei? How do you know that a shlishi of trum can make a revi'i b'kodesh? Shataisu says, this nan b'meseches taretz, Shlishi shebekulam. We'll see in a minute. This is speaking about Trume, Taisu says. Metamei mashke kodesh. So if a shlishi, Trume, which is a shlishi le Trume, if it will touch a mashke, the mashke will become a rishon. There's a klal in kochim. Kol ha-poisel es ha-kodesh metamei mashke kodesh li-yoistchile. This is different than the klal we know by Trume. By Trume, the klal is called apoysel as a Trume betamo, or mashkin liyes trila. But by Kodesh, the formula is a little different. Kol apoysel as a Kodesh, metame mashke Kodesh liyes trila. So, shlishi shebekulam. If you have Trume, which is a shlishi, metame mashke Kodesh. It's metame mashke Kodesh, that means, if a mashke Kodesh will touch a shlishi of Trume, it will become a rishon. Upoisel oichloi kodesh. In a oichel of kodesh, a machel of kodesh will touch, it'll become a revi. Ta trume koi. That's speaking about trume. So therefore, Taisvis did not understand our Gemara. Why is this shlishi of trume, which is bekoich to be metame kodesh, called posel? Should be called tome. Mikol moke moi meri, so the ri says, gewaldik ezach. The magat vul yoim. It said, it doesn't say this was a shlishi of trume. It does not say that the shema was nifsal bivlad vlad atume. It was nifsal bitvul yoim. Why did the Tanna tell us that a tvul yoim made it a shlishi? What's the difference if a sheni made it a shlishi or a tvul yoim made it a shlishi? Zokteri de magal tvul yoim loichoshiv kishlishi. When a tvul yoim touches trume, it doesn't become a shlishi. It's worse than a shlishi. Dafilu bekoidish gufay loy metame. That means if you have a magatvul yoim, So even though the Truma is posel, we learned this out from a posik, v'chol kaidish loisiga, we had Rashi and Amed Aleph, but this shlishi is not a normal shlishi, it's worse than a shlishi, it's, so this is not bekoyach to be metame kaidish. That means, if a tvul yoim will touch kodesh, this kodesh will not be able to be metama other kodesh. Because a magat tvul yoim is less than a shlishi. If it's less than a shlishi, it's not bekoyach to make a revi'i bekodesh. How do you know this? The me'ila beperik chatas ha'oif tnan, chatas ha'oif me'alem boy mishehubdishah. That when you're magdish chatas ha'oif, so there's a din me'ila. Nimlika, if after they made melike, huchshira, so now it's muchshe liposel bitvul yoim. So here we're speaking about kodesh. Kodesh goes to a revi, and it says if a tvul yoim will touch a chatas ha'oif, it becomes posel liposel bitvul yoim. Why do you say liposel bitvul yoim? V'dayik b'gmore liifsule en litmuye loy. So we see klar atvul yoim. If atvul yoim touches kodesh, it stops there. It cannot go further. So we see it not pshat. So atvul yoim is only bekoyach livsel. He cannot be metame anything. Whatever he touches stops there. He touches kodesh, it stops there. He touches trum, it stops there. It can't go further. So memele, so according to, we see this is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Baraim Yisod this boyre this Rashi. Rashi said a whole shtick teich over here, it's called posel, because by trum it doesn't go further. That's what Rashi said. Taisus said, no, the key word isn't trum over here. The key word is because it's amaga tvul yoim. And that tvul yoim can only make posel. V'hochi sover Rabbi Kiva lekamon ba'asoyles v'akteires v'alavoyna. So the Gemara says, weiter daf yotes, that which is chibas ha-kodesh, which is a din kodesh, it's nivsal bitvul yoim. There the Gemara also uses a loshen posel. So memele, so according to Tosfos, it's gewaldig. That the shemen, since it's a magat vul yoim, whatever the shemen could be kodesh, it could be trume, it's nivsal. Miyu teimen. Fragt doch Teusves, de schlishi de tvul yoim yase revi mi kalvo chaymer mi mechusa kippurim ke de masig rab yoisi schlishi da alme. Fragt doch Teusves, but there's a kasha. Teusves brought a raya from two gemores that a schlishi of a tvul yoim is possible. It can't make a revi. Fragt doch Teusves, but why is it that way? Now Teusves brings down a kalvo chaymer. Now let's first understand the kalvah. V'neimo. Ma mechusa kippurim. A person who is a mechusa kippurim. Mechusa kippurim means, let's see, the posuk is speaking about a yodis. A yodis after bimlois yimei taro. With oir, let's say by an akeve, the night to the 81st day. She's now oistvul yoim. She's a mechusa kippurim. So the halacha is, a mechusa kippurim is mutar betrume. A mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat trume. The Dvar Shmuel brings to sefta poisel bekoidish. But a mechusa kippurim, who's allowed to eat trume, pasels koidish. So we have here a tume of mechusa kippurim. This tume of mechusa kippurim is permitted in trume. So it's a tume which does not affect trume. Afal pikein, it affects kodesh. Shlishi de tvul yoim, a shlishi of a tvul yoim, she posel betrume, this darge, a shlishi of a tvul yoim, she posel betrume, the Mreim Yisodah brings down a Rashi in Chagige that we can understand this a little better. Rashi says that, shlishi de tvul yoim, let's say a tvul yoim touched a keli. Shlishi de tvul yoim, I forgot to say already. Shlishi de tvul yoim she posel betume, but al koponim, a shlishi of a tvul yoim she posel betume, There there's adim psul and tume. So it's more chomor than a mechusa kippurim. A mechusa kippurim is muta betrume. A shlishi de tvul yoim pasos trume. Einedin. So the shlishi de tvul yoim, which in trume it's more chomor than a mechusa kippurim. So it should zicher have the chomor of a mechusa kippurim. And just like a mechusa kippurim pasos koidish, einedin sheyasa revim bekoidish. So Tosfos made a kal b'chomer. Now, what we will say, no, it's a kal v'chomer, no, that's Tosfos kash, but you have to understand, Tosfos is going to say soon, but just let's read it out. That we know that a shlishi is metame kodesh is from this kal v'chomer. Our whole source of knowledge that a shlishi is metame kodesh is from this kal v'chomer. Madach a shlishi, madach a mechusa kippurim is muta betrume. Is poisel as a kodesh, a shlishi that's posel by trumim, about the gevish, it posel kodesh. That is our whole makor that a shlishi posels kodesh. So Tosfos says this kal v'chomer can be made by a shlishi of a tvul yom also. You have the same kal v'chomer. V'im yesh shum miyot b'shlishi de tvul yom. And if you'll say there's a psalimo, the posek, a shlishi tvul yom does not posel kodesh. So somehow we see, so this is a pich on the kal v'chomer, im kenki over the kama kal v'chomer, name is shlishi, the tvul yomer here. That means the kal v'chomer is telling me that a shlishi has to have the chumris of a mechusa kippurim. That's the meat of the kal v'chomer, because a shlishi is more chomer than a mechusa kippurim. Shlishi de tvul yomer here. A shlishi de tvul yomer is also more chomer than a mechusa kippurim. Mechusa kippurim is muta betrume. A shlishi de tvul yomer pasel trume. V'afar pikein, it doesn't pasel kodesh. Im kein ki ovid lekamon kal v'chomer, name a shlishi de tvul yomer here. Birishalmi b'meseches chagige porich lo. So Taisi says, b'emerson dirishalmi frek ter kash. But al koponim, we have here a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Why is Shemen called Nifsal? According to Rashi, Rashi looks because in the Trume Mishpoche, this, it can't go further. This is the puzzle of Trume. And Tosfos learns Pshat, whatever a Tvul Yoim touches is puzzle. It can't be Metame anything further. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove. Shmami no kasover Rabbi Kiva tumas mashkin letame acherim diereis. Now we're going to have in the sugya machlokes tanoim if mashkin can be metame other things minatoyre. Machlokes tanoim. So now Rove wants to bring a raya from Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Kiva is from those that hold tumas mashkin letame acherim diereis. The Isal Kedaitoch the Rabbonon, if you'll say that Mashkin cannot be Mitame something else, only Midarabonon, Mirdei, but Minatoire can't be Mitame, Mirdei, so then we have to understand what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Mirdei, Hainer, Maiko Mahanile Lahai Shemen. What is this Ner that is an Avatume, and it touched the Shemen, which was a shlishi letume, what did this ner do to the shemen? Ile if sulei gufe, if it passled the shemen, apostle v'koi, it's possible from before. A shlishi is also possible. So if it is not bekoyach to be metame anything, if tumas mashkin is not bekoyach letame acherim, let's forget about the drabon in a minute. Let's talk in the derises. If tumas mashkin is not bekoyach to be metame, so where was there where he saw his tume? Before it was possible, and now it's possible. Now, Kan shoyel aben, that the emerson, Rav is very schwer to understand, the chazanish asks the kasha. There's a meir v'kechilek. Before it was a shlishi, and now it became a rishon. It became more tume. I can't give over the tume. Look, I can't give over the tume. But the tume, that's a problem. But lemaise, it became more tume. Why isn't that called? Why doesn't Rava look at it that way? Rava says, Maya Hanile, what did he do? What did he do to the shaman? Before it was puzzle, now it's puzzle. But now he made it much more tome. It has more tome in it. Before it was a shlishi, now it's a rishon. That's the Chazanish's kasha. Al kolponim, from Rava we see that, for example, let us talk about another case. Let's say, there are shitas harishoyin and pochas merevius is not metamei acherim. So if you have something that's a shlishi, I can make it a rishon now because it can't be metamei acherim. Lemaisa, I'm making it more tamei without a heta of making, without a legitimate reason for making it more tamei. Why isn't this considered more tamei? Before it was a shlishi and now it was a rishon. But al kaponim, the ha'ore is a ha'ore, but Rava holds that if this toisves tumah is lemaisa, it's not negeya anything, it can't be metame more things, that's not called a greater kilkul. Befrat, we had mentioned before, and we'll see in Rashi Take, if the whole chiddush of Rabbi Kiva was that I'm making this now a metame chulin, now it could be metame ul macholim, that was the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva, it's not some of the numbers. Before it could only be metame certain things, and now it's metame everything. That's the chiddush. So I'm making it a greater metame. So Mamela, so Rava held, if Yol Tumas Mashkin is not metame acherim, so what did I do? Numbers are garnished. If it's not a greater metame, it's not a greater kilkul. These are kedaiter the rabbonon. If it could only be metame mid the rabbonon, mechdei hainer maiko mahani lai shemen. What did this ner do to the shemen? Ilif sulei gufei. If it made it possible that you can't use it itself, you can't eat it, possible because it was possible from before. Frag the Gemara, mimai. Dil me letame yacheirem midarabonon. No, aber midarabonon mashken is bekoich letame yacheirem. So mainly that's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Before it was possible. And now it's metamechulin. Now it became a rishon, so it's metame chulin. Frag the Gemara, imi de rabbonon, if the whole haysofes tume is a tume de rabbonon, so let's go back to the previous kasha, my irye ba'ov ha-tume. If you want to make this a rishon to be metame acherim mi de rabbonon, it could become a rishon without touching an av ha-tume. If this mashke will touch a sheni litume, midarabon and it will become a rishin to be metam acherim. This nan we learned in the Mishnah called apoysel es atrume, metam mashkin liyais tchile. That everything that's bekoyach to pasel trume, that means even a sheni litume, that's bekoyach to pasel trume, metam mashkin liyais tchile. If a mashke will touch this sheni, it will become a rishin. So if the whole revusa of Rabbi Kiva is that you can take a dover that's posel min ha-toyre and make it a metame midarabonon, so why do you have to make it a rishon by touching avatume? You can make it a rishon even by touching a sheni letume. It's also metame midarabonon chulam. So memele, since the Tana said that it touched avatume, so you see the Tana is telling us it became a metame midiraisa. Oh, it became a metame midiraisa, so we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that tumas mashkan letame acherim midiraisa. Chutz mitvul yoin. He says that halacha, that everything that passes trume, when it touches mashkin, the mashkin will become a rishin, that applies by all poislei trume besides tvul yoin. Why? We'll see in Rashi. So that's the Ra Elishmami, not the Eiraise. So we see that this is a Eiraise, that Rabbi Kiva holds Minatoire to Mesmashkin Latami Acherem is Minatoire. Zok Rashi. Shmamino, Midakoma Hoisef Rabbi Kiva, since Rabbi Kiva was Moisef on the Tanakam, Kasover tumes mashkin latami acherim de yeraisei. Udeloi kahani tanoim de pirkin de omri lekamo. There are other tanoim later that say, she'ein mashkin metama oichel min ha-toyre ela mi de rabona, that a mashkin cannot be metama oichel. De is al kedaitor dein mashkin metama acherim ela mi de rabona, If it is only metanami da rabbonon, my toisves da oisef Rabbi Kiva. So what was Rabbi Kiva moisef on Rabbi Chanina? The Oma Rabbi Kiva said, Shashemen shohoyo shlishi, asu rishain. We made from a shlishi a rishain. Uma bekach hayne rabatume. So why did he have to tell us that he made it a rishin and it touched a nail? That's an abatume. Kiso rishin lai shemen. May mahane lai achish lo yitame acherim. If this rishin is metame chulin, so then Rabbi Kiva said a greater chiddush than Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said you can only make it a metame for certain macholim. And Rabbi Kiva said he can make it a matame for all machol. That's good if Yotum is mashkim l'tame achayrim d'iraisi. But if Yotum is mashkim l'tame achayrim lav d'iraisi, so what was he meisiv? Lav su leigu for Yehuda bahani lei. Ha posel v'koi, it's posel before you put into the nail. And for the Gemara, du mahani lei shi yitame achayrim me'achshem mid'rabbono. No, it's now matame achayrim mid'rabbono. Zokte Gemore, itoisvis der Rabbonon osa lashminam. If he's coming to tell us atoisvis, but mit der Rabbonon, my irye de nokachim adliken oise bener abatume. Why did he have to say that they were madlik the shemin and an ale at an abatume? Sha oisin oise lahai shemin rishin de eraisim. That's making the shemin a rishin de eraisim. The same chiddush I would have if you madlik the shemen berishin l'tumah, b'sheini l'tumah. Nami tchila have, it's also would become a rishin. Kloime, k'nami toisves midarabonon. Ki yahu shenasa rishin midarabonon, metame oid, sheini v'shlishi. Dogoza rabonon ala mashkin, shafilu nogu mashkin b'sheini, yasu rishin. So why did Rabbi Kiva specified that it was a ner shenitma betomei meis. That's how you are metame the shemen. You can be metame the shemen by touch a sheini letume. And it'll also be, the shemen will be a rishon. Tisnan kol ha-poisel es ha-tume. Kol hani de maisinem beperik yitzias ha-shabes. What's kol ha-poisel es ha-tume? So all the cases we have in the first perik in Shabbos, Kabishmoina also dovo shegozo aleim teire shniyim lifsel es atrumen. The Yutches dovo, there are many things that Chazal were goizer that they bekoyach to pasel trumen. Stam yadayim pasel trumen, svorim pasel trumen. So all the things that pasel trumen metamin mashkin, afilu chulen, liyois trile. So it makes mashkin for a rishon. Chutz mitvul yoyim. Besides that tvul yoyim, shepoisel litrume minatoyre. Ugzeres akosofi, umikol moke miklishe tume didei, ploigozr beilasois mashken trile, da ein divrei toyre tzrichen chizik. Now Rashi says a mouthful over here, and the Rishash mutzit sich af Rashi. Rashi explains why is it that a tvul yoim it does not passel trume, and all shniim do passel trume? So the Rishash says this seems to be a psastira in Rashi. Rashi at the end seems to say the ein divrei teire tzrichen chizik, that this whole halacha that a sheni makes a rishon, which is not mathematical, doesn't make sense. No, it's a gzeira de rabbono. So this whole halacha was to mechazik. There was a whole bunch of the shmeina also dovo shegozo. They said yedayim is poisel as atrume, svarim is poisel as atrume. So mameila, a person will listen to these gzeiras. Huh? Yedayim will pasel trume. So Chazal wanted to show the chaimer of yedayim. And you know what? If yedayim will touch a mashkin, the mashkin will become a rishon. So the whole purpose of this gzeire that a sheni passels makes a mashken a rishon is because it's a drabonon, so it's trichen chizik. They wanted him in mechazik v'etakon. So at the end of Rashi seems to say, but a tvul yoim is a deraise. Die Teiren zirichen chizik. They didn't have to make this Mishunah dike gzeire that it will yoyim will make a Rish. And that's the end of Rashi. So the Rishash starts, so if we'll start with the end of Rashi, so let's speak about Asheni D'Araisa. Asheni D'Araisa also won't make it a Rish. As I come to Raisa, Divrei Teiren zirichen chizik. And that he goes with Bekis, it's zirichen itazoi. It's zirichen itazoi, that Asheni can zirichen make it a Rish. So that's one problem. Then the beginning of Rashi starts off differently. Rashi has a whole Megillah over in the beginning. Rashi starts off in the beginning by saying, Chutz mitvul yoyim, shapoysel etrume min ha-toyre, he does not make a rishon. Now Rashi says the Megillah, why? Ugzeres ha-kosavi, mikom okim iklish etume didei. So here would seem, if it's a kolosh tik etume. Rashi says later, it's a different word, divreter in tzrich and chizik, ein divreter in tzrich and chizik. My shvoger, Moshe Pollack, wanted to say, it's a very beautiful pshat in Rashi. He wanted to say as follows. He wanted to say that when the Yisod HaTakonu was that Hasheni, Kol HaPoysel HaSatrume, all the Shniyim, that's what Rashi says, Kabishmoyna Sadova, Shegoz Roleim Teire Shniyim, Lifsel HaSatrume, all the Shniyim Darabonon, Yodayim, Svorim, etc., Pasel Trume. And they said, all the shniim, if they touch a mashke, the mashke will become a rish. Why did they say this? To be mechazik the takot. That was the takot. Now, after the chachomim said that Hasheni the rabbonon makes a rishin, if they're going to say Hasheni the araisa doesn't make a rishin, so it's a chuchat lulach. I mean, that doesn't make sense. You just told me Hasheni, I just bought it from you, Hasheni the rabbonon. Makes a rishon, but Hasheni D'Araisa won't make a rishon. So they couldn't say that. So Hasheni D'Araisa about the Givis will make a rishon. But a Tvul Yoim is not a Hasheni. That's what Rashi says before. A Tvul Yoim is less than a Hasheni. A Tvul Yoim is a Gzeres HaKosa ve'iklish yetum medite. This is not a Hasheni. So al Chuche Tlula, you'll ask me a Kashif, Hasheni makes a rishon. Why doesn't Atvul Yoyim make a Rishon? Atvul Yoyim is not a Sheini. It's Iklish Yitulma today. Atvul Yoyim is less than a Sheini. We see Taisus holds that Atvul Yoyim can even be Metame Kodesh. Atvul Yoyim is less. So Atzchuchet Lula is no Kasha. Frag the Kasha, Nishchuchet Lula. But let's Tamazay make a Takone. Just like you made a Takone for a Sheini Derabono, let's make a Takone for Atvul Yoyim. So Rashi says, Divrei Teire in Tzrich and Chiz. We don't have to make a Takone for Atvul Yoyim. Aloi plug pasnet, achuchet lula pasnet, because it's different than a sheni. So memeila, so we have no, so it doesn't fall into the takone that a sheni makes a rishon. We don't have any legitimate reason to say that a tvul yoim should make a rishon. So it doesn't make a rishon. Now Rashi says further, why did they pick on mashkin? That before we're talking about the dover hametame, kol apaisel asatrume, umishum de mashkin alulim lekabotume. Mashkin are very susceptible to be mekabel tumah. They're mekabel tumah very easily. Umahi ali loson shemekablin tumah shaloi behersha. A machel needs hersha before it's mekabel tumah. Yeah, gozru aleim choymer harbe shirkahanim nizorim l'shamram. So mamel they said all the mashkin are going to become kishanim if you don't watch them. If we see from Rabbi Kiva, he wants to make it a rish in the Araisa, that the Chaymer is that it can make others a Sheini the Araisa. Kol Seder Tume, the Ov Oysa Rishin, the Rishin Sheini Bechulam. The Seder of Tume is an Ov makes a Rishin, and a Rishin makes a Sheini Bechulam. Besuloi. Bishaini shlishi betume. Tume goes to shlishi. Shlishi revi bekoidish. Kula midaraisa hu bepirkim. Zog toisves. Afilu berishen vishemi nami tchila havi. The Gemara asked Akasha, if we will say that it's only metam acherem midarabonon, so it doesn't have to touch an avatume in order to be a rishen, can touch a rishen osheni also. Mikan mashme, the shemen choshev mashke. He says, the Gemara says that shemen falls into the category of kol apaisel satrumim metama mashke li yistchila. So why did the shemen have to touch an avatum and can touch a sheni lutum? Why so? He says, it's a mashke. Lekamon gabi mashke beis mitbachaye, the sugilator of the mashkin that were found in the beis amigdosh. So also, it speaks about shemen, so it also seems that shemen is a mashke. Chem bekamba duchti. V'hod isnan, but now we have a problematic mishnah. Rabbi Meir oimer, shemen tchilo lo'ilo. Shemen is always a rishon. So l'chayi kiloim shat, that means if shemen touches a sheni, it's a rishon, because shemen is a mashke. V'chachomim oimrim af ha-dvash. Dvash is also a mashke. Dvash will touch a sheni, it'll also become a rishon. Yeah, v'rab shemen shizuri oimer ha-yayin. Only yayin has a shem mashke. Shemen advash doesn't have a shem mashke. Perish davke yayin. Avol hanoch loy. So we see here it's a machlekes tanoim if shemen has a shem mashke. So that would be a halbe tzore. Upaskinem bakoy mitzraba dilchus lekevosi. But the ganze tzore is not only a machlekes tanoim. We paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri. So it comes out that shemen is not a mashke. Shemen doesn't become a rishon. So Mamela, a whole sugya is shver. A whole sugya, the whole mahalach of the sugya is that if he holds us only mitamami the rabbonim, so the shaman didn't have to touch an avatumah to become a rishon, could touch a shaini. That's only good if you don't hold like a shaman shazuri. But Allah, you hold like a shaman shazuri. If shaman will touch a shaini, he won't become a rishon. It's an oichel. It's not a mashke. So it's not a pellet. So that's Taisvis Kasha. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. The Hosom Mairi Benikrash Vacharkach Nimuach. That Mishnah is speaking about something else. It's speaking about Nikrash Vacharkach Nimuach Kedemashme Betesefte. Bekoma Hosom Bemer Omru Shema Trilo Loilom Benikrash Vacharkach Nimuach. Now, the Mephoshim explain as follows. A rishon letume. It was a mashke. It became a rishon letume. Touched the sheni, became a rishon letume. Now it became nikrash. It got frozen. So when it's the matzav of nikrash, it's not an oichel and not a mashke. It's in a part of a form. It's nishtahina nishtaher. Nothing. It's nothing. Later it became nimuach. Now it melted. So now the shaila is it choyza letumosoi hayishonim? Now that it became Tzarik HaMashke, does it get back the old Tumah? That means in the form of Nikrash, it's not a Mashke, so can't have a Tumas Mashkin. But now that it came Tzarik HaMashke, is it Choyze L'Tumosa Yayishon? Oh no! Shein Nechakire, I'm good person that stood him in Hilchis Taris, but that is the Machloikis. The Machloikis is Shemen Tchilo Lo'oilom. Now the Lo'oilom means, even though it went through a transition, it was first a mashke, then it was a rishon. Then there was a transition that became nikrash, which is not a mashke, not a noichel, and then it became back a mashke. It's loilam, it remains a rishon. Whenever it's in a mashke form, it remains a rishon. The goyin learns pshat according to Rav Meir, filu when it's nikrash, it's also a rishon. It has a shame, it has a shame mashke when it's nikrash also. But Taisvis we'll see is unclear about this nekuda. So that Mishnah is speaking about something else. That Mishnah is speaking about that it was Nikrash and Nimche. So there's a Shaila. If there was a Matzav that it went out of the Mashke form, what happens afterwards? But our Gemara is speaking about Shemen that nothing ever happened with it. That Shemen is Zichah Mashke. That's the Teretz. B'nikrash v'achakach nimuach. U'b'loi nikrash mashm de'kul alma moid. Period. Now, Toises wants to bring a raya, so the first raya was from a tesefte. That's how the tesefte explains the Mishnah. B'ameh omru shem antchilu loim b'nikrash v'achakach nimuach. Now, Toises says, v'chein mashm b'reish perikimur de meseches taris. Now, this Mishnah, what Toises is going to bring, is the Mishnah before the next Mishnah. So it seems it's a continuation. The Mishnah of Rameir and Meshem and Chiloilam is Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis. The first Mishnah in Peri Gimel the Taris says as follows. Diktoni Hosam. The Mishnah says as follows. Horoitev v'hagrisin v'cholov v'shemen shehen mashke teifeyach. So it's speaking about we have five liquids which are now in a liquid form. Harei hein trille. So it has a din of a rishon. It's a mashke. Kol shu v'acher kach nimuchu harei hein shniyim. Now, that what Tosis brings down the Mishnah, kol shu v'acher kach nimuchu harei hein shniyim, does not say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kol shu harei hein shniyim, the nimuchu acher kach, it depends if it was a kebeya or more than a kebeya. The way Tosis, I don't want to go into the lomdus of that Mishnah, and there's a problem why Tosis doesn't bring down that chelik of the Mishnah the way it is by us, but let's forget about that. We're not learning Taras now, we're learning Avchinin Skana Kahanim. Aval Kaponim, that's the second half of the Mishnah. That after this first Mishnah, that was speaking about Haroi Tavagris and Shem Ashker and Trila, Kol shu is azoy nazoy, abosa hochik toni ramei reima shemen tchila loilom, shemen is always harishin, vahein de loilom afilu kol shu, vahkoi rab shemen shuzuri vahochim ashmaloi baloi nikrash, and our Mishnah is speaking about that it wasn't nikrash, but it wasn't nikrash, and mele tzicha has a teiris mashk. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rab Meir, we had in the Mishnah, we had first the Eidus of Rab Chanina's Kana Kahanim that said you could take a Shlishi B'Kodesh and make it a Sheni B'Kodesh. We had the Eidus of Rabbi Kiva, you can take a Posel B'Truma and make it a Rishon. Omar Rameyer said, Midivreyem Lomadnu. Now, Midivreyem, from what they said, Lomadnu, Shesurfim Truma Tahoiroi Matmeya B'Pesach. You could take Truma Tahoiro and burn it with Trumat Meya in Pesach. You could be Metame Trumat Teire. Midevreyim Lomad. Frekte Gemore Midevreyim Deman. Where did Rameyer see that you can take Trumat Teire and be Metame? Ileim Midevrey Rab Chanines Kana Kahanim. From Rab Chanines Kana Kahanim. Midomi. Is there a dimyan Trumat Teire to Kochim Tmeyim? Hosom Tomei v'Tomei. Over there, before it was Tomei, the Kochim is a Shlishi. You're making from a Shlishi a Sheni. Before it was Tomei, now it's Tomei. We had Rashi said in the Mishnah Svor, since it's Tomei, Saibasai, it's no difference making it more Tomei. There's an Issa to be Metamei, Kodesh, but it's Tomei, Saibasai. There's no Issa to make it more Tomei. So, Mamela, Hosom Tomei v'Tomei. Hoche Toil v'Tomei. But here you're taking something Truma Tahoir and you're being Metamei. No, he learned from Rabbi Kiva. It's also not the same. It's also not the same. Rabbi Kiva is posel v'tomei. This is toil v'tomei. So memele. So what did Pshat? So where did Rabbi Meir say midivreyim lomadnu? How could you be loimed midivreyim? Truma tahire is a different sugin ganzen. And for the Gemara, Neymar Kosova will say a pshat as follows. Neymar Kosova, Rabbi Meir, Masnissen Ba'ava Tume Dereis. He's learning out from Rab Chanina. How can you learn out from Rab Chanina? The Gemara says, Rab Chanina, Tzushtal, Hosom Tomei V'Tomei, Hoche Toyo V'Tomei. No. Rab Chanina is speaking about, let's explain now the case of Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, they took Boso Shenitmo B'Vlad Vlad Atume, that they burnt it together with Boso Shenitna Ba'avatum. So Rameya learned as follows. Ba'avatum adiyeraisa. The avatum that is Boso touched is adiyeraisa. Vladatum derabono. The Boso that the Vladatum touched was adarabono. So now we have over here as follows. We have Boso which is arishin letum adiyeraisa. We have Boso, which is a Shlishi Letume Midarabono. The Midiyoyraise Toher Ma'alye. Now this Boso that is a Shlishi Letume Midarabono is Minatoyretz Toher Legamri. And the Melech, he can take something which is Toher Minatoyre and be Metamed. So who adding he can take something? That even though it's toyer minatoyre, turma toyer, it's toyer minatoyre, he also can be metamed. And the Gemara seems to hold that we can be medame, tumed derabonon, te iser derabonon. That the Gemara held you could be medame. Nisa the Rabbonin is equivalent to Tumah the Rabbonin. Both of them are toyer midaraisa. And so if Rameya said you can take a Tumah the Rabbonin and be metamet, who could think you can take a Nisa the Rabbonin and be metamet? Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi name a Kesover Rameya. Midiyalef midivrayim. Since Rameya learns out midivrayim, Kosovri masnisin der Rabchanine bosor schnitna ba'ava tume diktoni ba'ava tume de reis. The whole ava tume de reis. This hagdom is not necessary. Every ava tume is on the reis. Aber bosor schnitna bevlada tume, which means vlada tume, diktoni kagain schnitma bevlada tume de rabonen. It was nitma with a sheini de rabonen. What's a sheini de rabonen? Kagain keili schnitma bemashkin. You have mashkin, which were a rishin. This mashkin was metame the keli was a sheni, and the bosa kodesh touched the keli. The midir, I say, noichlun a mashkin metame in keli. Minatoire, anoichlun a mashkin cannot be metame a keli. Shein oichl nasa ovatume. Minatoire, only an ovatume can be metame a keli. Rabbon and Gozru she mashke metame keili, misha mashke zove zove she navatume ke gain roike me miragla ve kama de nide. Mid Rabbon and since there are some mashkin which are an ovatume, so the Rabbon and said, mid Rabbon and all mashkin, which are rishin letume ke be metame keili. Vahai bosor nitme boisoi keili da havi vlad vlad Rabbonon. So the bosor touched the keili, which is a sheini de Rabbonon. Shamashkin hoyu vlad atume. The mashkin was a rishon. Vakeli hoyu vlad vlad the rabbon. Umi deraise toiru amina toire. The shlishi is toir. Vahai, oh, the sheni is toir. Vahai boso shenasa shlishi al yodo in the boso that now became a shlishi. Through this keli toir gomo mina toiru. This is toir legamri. Mashmeinen rabchanine, de kiven di kalo tume de rabbonon. Since there is a tume de rabbonon on this shlishi, metamin lo berishin di erais. So you're allowed to be metamed with a rishin di erais. You can take something that's tume mi de rabbonon and be metamed with a rishin di erais. Umay mi divreyim, that would rameya said mi divreyim lo madnu, mit rameya mi divrey rabchanine. From Rabbi Kiva, you can't learn that. Rabbi Kiva is speaking about the Raises over here. He's speaking about a Tvul Yom touched a Shemen. So Memel, that's a the Raises. But it be Rabbi Chanine. The Trume Tahoire, so Narashi says, the Trume Tahoire B'Shei Shois Damye Lahid Shlishi. Trume B'Shei Shois is similar to a Shlishi. The Toyer the Raises. V'Tomei the Rabbonin, just like a Shlishi. Is toher mina toire, and tome mi de rabbonon, vahonami, so this chomet bishoshishis, shor ye mi de reis atchile sheve vasir mi de rabbonon. Veki, ven daash mi inon rabchanine de metaminen tume de rabbonon betume de reis. Rabchanine told us he can take something that's tome mi de rabbonon. And be metame it with a tume de reis, narashi vaftarain abot. Now, this is taka problematic. If he's speaking about a shlishi de rabbonon, so how can you make a shlishi de rabbonon a sheni de reis? It's taka big chiddush. So Rashi says, no, Rabbi Chanina doesn't hold you making it a sheni de reis. The metame lay mi de rabbonon. Rabbi Chanina holds that the shlishi de rabbonon, you're making it a sheni de rabbonon. Why? Oichel as oichel. Matenil mid rabbonon oichel as oichel. That the bemesin Rab Chanina holds ein oichel metama oichel minatayr. So you only metama mid rabbon. Is metamine nami trume tahoire. Ta asira mid rabbonon betume de trume tmeye de reise de loy metamil el mid rabbon. And then oichel metama oichel el mid rabbon. So the pashtis of the Gemara is that Rameya held that you could be medame, iser de rabbonen to tume de rabbonen. Perhaps we mentioned the svore, it could very well be because there's no such thing as a tume de rabbonen. Chazal can't create tumes, there's no such thing as a tume de rabbonen. So Tume Darabona means something has Dine Tume Midarabona. It's only Dinim, it's only Isurim, it's not real Tume. So Memele, so for Kelsa, now we can understand. So Anisa Darabona and Tume Darabona is the same thing. This is the Tume Darabona also belongs in Yeredeya, not in Hilchas Taras. It's Isurim, it's Dinim, it's Aloches. You're not allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it, so there's no chiva mishmeres trumoisa. That's the untesh teshure. So you learn out an isa derabonim from a tume derabonim. Let us just see one more taisvis. Oche toir v'tome. Hikshari look me bezayin. The osor mi deyereis. Eistis deri est. Let us say that the Rav Meir is speaking about. A mayor is speaking about Shoshvi, then Chometz is also min ha-Torah. V'haynu mid-divrayim. So what is the good of speaking about Shoshvi? Ki heichi d'shlishi d'ayraise mutter la'asoy she'sheini. Just like a shlishi d'ayraise you can make a sheini. Hochinami iso d'ayraise. Now Tosfos holds, not the way we said a minute ago, that Isser Darabona, we can be dam at Tume Darabona, because a Tume Darabona is not a real Tume. Taisis holds that an Isser D'Araisi can be met at Tume D'Araisi. Since it's also Mina Teire, and there's no Dini Achila on it, so it's similar to Tume D'Araisi. The whole Indian of a Tume D'Araisi is it's not Oymed L'Achila. So Mamela, so Taisis holds an Isser D'Araisi is similar to a Tume D'Araisi. Ay, the Rabbi Yosi da Omar ene hi amide. So why is Rabbi Yosi chaylik? Islay the last one lamel of isomitum. K'meishem aforish lakama l'reish lokish meshem bar kapor. Tafinen isomitum. Maybe this is the shakla v'tarye between Ramey and Rabbi Yosi. Ramey holds that an isor deraise is equivalent to a tume deraise. Memeli can learn out and Rabbi Yosi holds leafinin iso mitume. Oimarid leiboy lo ukmi b'sheva. The Gemara did not want to say sign that it's speaking about b'shoshvi, because it said midevreim lomadnu she soyrfim truma tahirim atmei bepesach. The soyrfim truma tahirim atmei mashm like derech shebnei adam, the way people normally burn. Regilim rislef ahainu b'sheish. So since soyrfim means sheish. So if Seifen means Sheish, Shomemele, so that's why the Gemara did not want to say that it's speaking about Sheva. Maybe the beginning of the next Taisis we can learn. Taisis says a very Choshev Yisod over there. Hosam Posel Betome, Vahoche Toir Betome. He says the Gemara said you can't learn out Yisod Darabonon from Shemen. Shemen is Posel, and this is Hosam. This is Toir Betome. Vekoshelari. Bishloim elaman da oma oichel metama oichel. If you hold oichel metama oichel, osi shape. If you hold oichel metama oichel, so Rab Meir is saying you can take something that's also midarabonon b'shoshishes and make it tomei minatoire. So the Gemara says you can't learn that out from something that's posel minatoire. You can't learn out something that's also midarabonon from something that's posel minatoire. Is also shaped loyalef isure darabonon b'shoshishes miposel diereis. If you can make a posel diereis a tomei minatoire, you can't make a also darabonon tomei minatoire. Ah, boleman do amay noichel metama oichel midareis. But if you hold noichel metama oichel, amay loyalef shaped kemoi shemuta lasois miposel diereis rishen diereis. Achenami mutalasa is me yisure darabon and sheini darabon. Kimdami besomuch to come on name of the kasava rameya. So Taisus asks amoyre de kekashe. We're going in frequencies, just like in the arises. Rabbi Kiva holds you can make from posel tome. So in darabonons you can make from osel tome, also the same thing. If you hold einoichel matama oichel. For oi mari de loy domi. The mikilkel the ayraise sheyochel lekalkeloi oid yoiser in lilmeid sheyochel lekalkel kilkel darabon and yoiser afilu bekilkel darabon. So Taisa says a very gishmakis svarim. Something that's mekulkel minatoyre. It's mekulkel. If it's mekulkol, so there's no more mekulkol. If it's mekulkol min ha-teire, so there's no inyan to be machmer, it shouldn't become more mekulkol. By kilkulim de rabbonon, since be'etzem, it is mutam min ha-teire, so memele, so then every small kilkol spielt a role. So you cannot be medame, a kilkol de rabbonon to a kilkol de araise. I could just thought a bad mushel, if you have a child that they had a beautiful dress and it got full of paint. So now the mamish is completely destroyed. So now the child asks the mother, can I play in mud? I might get dirty. So the mother looks at the dress, it's ruined already. It can stain in mud also. It's makulkul already. But if a child got a small stain on the dress, so to achasen efshe kemen is nishtrogen, we can still wear it for Shabbos. So now the child asks, can I use this for something else? I might get a second stain. If it's not ruined completely, so every stain makes a cheshbon. That is what Tosfos is saying over here. Something that's mekulkul min ha-teire, so there's no inyan of more mekulkul. It's mekulkul already. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva was matter to make a posel d'araisa, tomi d'araisa. But in the Rabbonon, since in Yitzoy, min ha-teire, it's toyer legamri, it's mutal, it's toyer. So every kilkul spielt a role. You don't say, since it's already mekulkul, it doesn't matter if I make it a little more.